10,308, Clear Channel Outdoor, west of U.S. Route 113, 10 feet north of Road 337. A special use exception to place a billboard and a variance from the maximum allowable square footage requirement and a maximum height requirement for a billboard.
Bud, not another billboard.
Sorry.
Name that.
Rick Phillips, 7655 Armager Drive, Seaford, Delaware.
Do you swear a firm testimony you're about to give should be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
Good evening.
Good evening, sir.
I'm here to request a special use to exception to install a 10-foot 6 by 36-foot 378-square-foot back-to-back steel monopole billboard and to request a 10-foot variance from the max allowable height of 25 feet and a 78-square-foot variance from the 300-square-foot maximum allowable size. I request a 10-foot variance in height so that the north side of the board won't be blocked by a building that is directly to the north of it, and the 78 square feet allows us to install a board that's more marketable in that area. That particular board is marked by a green pin on the Google map that I showed you. That would be the new location. Other comments?
Could you have that?
I'm sorry.
There we go.
Right across from Sussex Lumber.
Yes. if approved and once this structure is installed, we would remove two back-to-back 12 by 24 wood structures, which are noted by a red pin on the overhead drawing.
Mm-hmm.
That would be 600 square feet of sign.
Maybe eliminated.
I'm sorry?
Bet you're going to eliminate.
We would remove that, yes, sir.
Good.
Also, as you can see by the yellow pins, there are many other billboards in that direct area, many of them in excess of the 25-foot height limit and also in excess of the square footage. And one other note, marked with the orange pin there, on November 27, 2006, case number 9674, the board granted a special use exception with variance for a back-to-back stacked 600-square-foot billboard per side with a 10-foot variance of height and variances for the setbacks.
You're asking for a total of 156, in other words, 78 on each side?
Yes, sir. Okay. I'm sorry.
This billboard is going to be placed south of the liquor store building?
Yes, sir.
The dotted line on your diagram here, is that the... do you have anything... let me put it this way. Do you have anything on this diagram that indicates the power lines on that side of the road?
The utility lines are out. If you look at the U, it's running...
Same parcel, all one parcel where you're removing the billboard and the proposal?
No, the signs will be removed from another parcel. They're about 900 feet to the north.
I was going
to
say, I didn't think that was one.
No, there's nothing else on that parcel.
How does that relate to this application?
I'm sorry?
How does that relate to this application?
If we can install this single pole steel billboard, then our plans are, once this one is installed, to remove two 12 by 24 back-to-back wood structures that are located.
So Clear Channel owns those two?
Yes, correct.
But the property owner on this parcel has no connection with
No connection two. Whatsoever.
Okay. Looks like you'll be well within the 300 feet from the other billboard, is that right?
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
Meets the setbacks.
I couldn't read it, John. I thought I'd shun that down to you. I couldn't read that little. That's a through lot.
Yeah.
How many are we removing?
I'm sorry?
How many are we removing, taking down?
Two back-to-back, 12 by 24s.
Two 12 by 24s.
Not with the old and then with the new.
They're easier to maintain.
Recently heard other applications where a larger billboard is, just by the way the vinyl signs are made.
Most of your 12 by 25 boards are what they call poster boards, and they're usually short-term civic center events or Sunfest at the beach, quick changing. And in this particular area, we have more need for a permanent, larger sign to and from the beach.
Okay, are there any further questions from members of the board? Mr. McCabe?
No, sir.
Mr. Workman?
No.
Mr. Hudson?
No.
Mr. Mills?
Nope.
Hearing no further questions, are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, in regard to the variance, I think uniqueness because of the building and the, in order to stay in the setbacks, makes it somewhat unique. I don't think it'll alter the essential character of the neighborhood and the minimum afford relief. And in regard to the special use exception, I don't see where it will substantially affect the versatile uses of adjacent and neighboring properties. So I'd make a motion that we approve case number 10,308.
Okay, I have a second to that motion.
Should we also include a stipulation that the other two billboards be removed?
Include that in my motion, yes.
I'll second that.
Okay, I have a motion by Mr. Mills, second by Mr. Hudson, that we approve case number 10,308 with the one stipulation that the two billboards that was mentioned to be removed, and the 10 by 24, double-sided.
Two 12 by 24.
Or double-sided.
Yes, sir. Double-sided.
All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. Your case is approved, sir.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Yes, sir.
Case number.